This is Check It Out, Carnegie Stout Public Library's podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Ben Eagle, Adult Services Librarian. And in this episode, we'll give you the inside scoop on upcoming programs, an update on what's new in the makerspace, and a short interview with Heidi, one of the newest librarians in the Children's Department. Iowa mystery author Joseph LaValle in the virtual event on Monday, March 7th at 6:30 p.m. Joseph is a journalist, photographer, musician, and educator, in addition to a published author. Learn about his journey to becoming a writer and hear about his latest book, Performing Murder. On Tuesday, March 8th at 6 p.m., the Who Picked This Book? Book Club will discuss 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. This award-winning novel is a classic of modern literature. Copies are available to check out from the circulation department. Don't miss out on the fun. Carnegie Stout hosts a virtual word search every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Join the competition live on Facebook or YouTube and see who can find the most words. Word search is not your thing? Well, join the library for virtual trivia live on Sunday, March 13th at 2 p.m. on Facebook or YouTube. It's the return of movie night at the library. Carnegie Stout will be showing Belfast on Thursday, March 10th at 7:30 p.m. in the third floor auditorium. The doors will open at 7:15 p.m. Belfast is a 2021 film nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and is rated PG-13. Space and supplies are limited for these next programs, so you'll need to register online at carnegiestout.org or by phone at 563-589-4225. Have you heard about the CSPL Spice Club? Each month we put together a small kit with recipes, information, and samples of a spice. The spice for March is anise. Find your zen with the art of Zentangle. Local artist Stephanie Funky will lead a series of virtual workshops starting on Wednesday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. To register or learn about any of these programs, be sure to visit carnegiestout.org or call the library at 563-589-4225.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Colleen, Master Maker at the Carnegie Stout Makerspace. During the past year, the Makerspace provided free weekly take-and-make kits, ranging from holiday laser-cut items, iron-on t-shirt designs, and grandparents' day cards. Starting in March, we welcome everyone back to the Makerspace to start creating and learning about all the new fun equipment we have available to you. Check out the Crafternoon Adventures project book. This book contains the most popular crafting projects that include learning to use the Muse Hobby Laser, sublimation printing, Cricut projects, needle felting, string and bead projects, and much, much more. Directions and videos are available in the project book and on the library's YouTube channel. And as always, staff will be available to assist you with your project. All ages are welcome in the Makerspace. Children 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Become a certified maker and visit us each week to keep your crafting skills sharp. Welcome back, makers, and remember, the only limit is your imagination.
My Bray and Sarah here with Heidi. Heidi is the newest team member in the Youth Services Department. Their official title is the Teen Service Library Aide, and you might be familiar with Heidi in the Teen Zone. Welcome to the podcast, Heidi.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. I'm excited to be here.
Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about what you do here at CSPL?
Certainly. So my job entitles creating programming specifically targeted for teens, as well as planning and doing the programs. I also do a significant amount of outreach, in particular to youth centers and schools. I also lend a hand at the children's desk every once in a while, which that's a lot of fun and kind of nostalgic to my previous position. And that is my position in a nutshell.
So you mentioned that you used to work more with younger kids. Can you tell us a little about where you came from before being at CSPL?
Of course. My previous position was at the LeClaire Community Library in LeClaire, Iowa. I used to be the youth services coordinator there. So what my position entailed was doing story times, booking performers for the summer reading program, and doing a significant amount of collection development in picture books and graphic novels. And yeah, and that was pretty much it.
So it sounds like your new position is a little bit of a change. What do you like most about getting to work with teens?
What I enjoy most about working with teens is I really just love their energy and their passion for what they enjoy. It's just, it seems like what they really are passionate about, like it's just at a very like high energy type of expression, which is really cool because most people like are a little shy about it, but teens always seem like they're more like robust about it. And I really enjoy that type of energy. It's just very captivating. And then it also seems like I really just seem to like the same interests as they do. Like, you know, like I really like anime and I also like trendy fashion. So there is also that correlation there.
That makes a lot of sense. It takes a very special skill set to be able to keep up with the teen trends. As a librarian, you're probably a big reader. Are there any like favorite books you'd like to share with everyone?
Yeah, I have a lot of favorite books, but in particular, my favorite book would have to be The Virgin Suicides by Jeffrey Eugenides. And that book, it's about a group of sisters living in a suburb. And it's really interesting, like, because the narrators is actually like a group of boys that also happen to live in that same neighborhood and are just entranced by these sisters. Just typical, you know, like teen infatuation, so to speak. And what I really like about it, I just like the way that it's written. It's very poetic. And I always just seem to be like interested in books that are just very emotional and just really are so descriptive of human feelings and emotions. And yeah, I would just recommend the book if you're into those sort of things as well.
Are there any other books you've read recently that you have enjoyed and want to talk about?
Yeah, of course. I recently read a graphic novel called Himawari House, and that was really good. It was kind of like a thick book, like a thick graphic novel, but I really enjoyed it was just about this group of like housemates that live in Japan, and they experience like Japan and being able to like fit in and get kind of like the culture change, because one of them is from the United States. Another one is from South Korea. So they're all from different places. So I would recommend that. It was a very excellent read. So one of the things that I do here at the Carnegie Stahl Public Library is that I'm in charge of numerous book clubs. And we recently finished two books that I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed They Both Die at the End by Adam Silvera. And don't get me wrong, the book did have a couple of flaws, but I really enjoyed its world building. And it's also like an easy book to read. It's very fast paced. And so basically that book is about two teens that get a notification from Deathcast, which is an organization that contacts people to let them know that they will die in 24 hours. And these two teens meet each other through the Last Friend app. And then they just basically spend their last day together. So it's a little sad, but it's pretty good. I liked it. The other book that I've read recently is Look Both Ways by Jason Reynolds. And this is my very first book that I've read by Jason Reynolds. And it was excellent. Like, it was almost a perfect book, in my opinion. It was really unique in the sense that it's 10 chapters all told by different perspectives of middle school students that attend the same middle school. And they all intertwine together on the very last chapter. And what I liked most about it is that Jason Reynolds is he's really good at sounding like a middle school student, which not a lot of authors have that trait. So I will say he is a very convincing middle school student in being able to portray that voice so authentically.
Let's see, any movies or TV or anime that you've enjoyed recently?
So an anime I started to watch recently, I started to watch the new season of Demon Slayer, and that's been so good. I know like all these animes that are just so overhyped usually don't live up to the hype, but this one does. I think this one really does live up to the hype. The action, just those moments of like intense like emotion over like a character dying, like it's just such a good show, and the animation is just gorgeous. There are scenes where they would be outdoors and it literally looks like you're outdoors with them. So yeah, the new season of Demon Slayer is excellent. Another anime I've been watching that's really good is ReZero. So that one has kind of a unique premise because the main character it's an isekai anime, so he gets transported into a fantasy type world. And so when he enters this fantasy world, he gets an ability where if he dies or gets killed, he comes back from a saving point.
So like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's like Groundhog Day the anime, basically.
Isekai is the same thing as portal fantasy. And isekai are super, super trendy these days. If you're not quite familiar with the concept, think like Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz or Narnia, where they find a way into a magical world. Took me forever to figure out what people meant when they were talking about isekai. So, okay. What's your go-to game for game night?
So many excellent choices. But if I had to pick, I would say specifically Jackbox 3. Because Jackbox 3 has that murder party game in it, and it's so much fun, and like my friends and I get so competitive with each other, but I'm really good at that because it's trivia, and I know a lot of just random facts about the oddest things you can think of.
Fair enough. Any cool murder facts to share with us right now?
Not off the top of my head, unfortunately.
I feel a little bit better being trapped in a tiny room with you. But you're not like, this is the coolest way to kill someone in a podcast. Any cool hobbies that you'd like to share?
Well, I really enjoy to travel. I've traveled numerous places in the United States. I really like visiting New Mexico. Las Cruces, New Mexico is a lot of fun to visit. And I've also been to several places in Mexico. San Miguel de Allende is probably my favorite place I've ever visited. I really love the architecture as well as the artwork in that city as well. It's very beautiful. Yeah, and then very colorful buildings there too. It's very, very lovely. I also really love to play video games, specifically JRPGs, Japanese role-playing games. So that would be like Final Fantasy VII, for instance, would be a JRPG. And I love to hang out with my cats, Francis and Akko. They're a lot of fun. And yeah, and obviously read.
What librarian doesn't say read? Let's see. What are you most looking forward to this year?
The biggest thing I'm looking forward to this year is graduating this spring with my master's in library and information sciences.
Woohoo!
And otherwise, I'm just looking forward to the summer. I love summer. Just love warm weather in general. It just always seems like I could just do so much more fun stuff in the warm weather versus cold weather.
One last question. What's your favorite sandwich and why?
I'm such a sandwich connoisseur. Like, I just love sandwiches. But if I had to choose my favorite sandwich, it would probably have to be a tuna melt with Swiss cheese.
Pickles or no pickles?
You know, I actually like pickles, but I don't like them, like, in my sandwich. I like it, like, on the side.
Well, thank you again for joining us, and I hope all you out there listening, especially if you are a teen or you know a teen, will keep an eye out for all the cool stuff that Heidi has planned for this summer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Check It Out. If you have something you'd like to share in future episodes, please contact the library by phone at 563-589-4225 or email at yourlibrarian@carnegiestout.org. Thank you to Colleen, Sarah, and Heidi for their help with this month's episode. Happy reading, everyone.